Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Sugars are creeping into our diets.
There was a little squib in the New York Times about how breakfast especially was becoming more like dessert than the meal that it should be. Now, if you're eating eggs and bacon, for example, there's no sugar there. If you have a slice of toast, watch out to see if there's any sugar in that bread. Bread does not need sugar.
Right.
Or maybe the smidgen of sugar. We were at Costco not too long ago, and they're always passing out free samples of food. Very proudly on this loaf of bread on the packaging was stamped, no high fructose corn syrup. Mm-hmm. So I took a bite of this bread, and I almost reeled back in sugar shock because it was so sweet. I asked the lady there, is there any sugar at all in here? She picked up the package. Sugar's 3 grams per slice. Well, that's significant. And that's what I was tasting.
Yeah.
So if you're buying yogurt, for example,
right.
If you're buying these little containers that have fruit in them, they're loaded with sugar. Plain, unflavored yogurt is healthy. We've said so many times, you have to read labels. Sometimes it gets to be a pain to read labels, but I think it's become even more important today. If you want to have some sweetness in your yogurt, buy the plain unflavored, and then maybe stir in some fresh fruit. That way you've got fresh fruit and you've got the yogurt.
Sure. Even when you're reading labels. Now, you have to read labels with some insight here.
Yes.
Because I've come across some astounding things. I've seen, for instance, some jellies or jams that indicated that somehow they were sugar-free. You see 0 grams of added sugar.
Mm-hmm.
If you look farther on the label somewhere, it says sweetened with...
evaporated cane juice.
What? Isn't that what sugar is? Evaporated cane juice? Yeah, it is. Or another one that you will often see, sweetened only with fruit juice. Curiously enough, it isn't easy to find unsweetened fruit jams or jellies in the marketplace. There's only one or two brands that are readily available anywhere, and they seem to be sort of shunted off in a corner like they're stepchildren or something.
Then we have other foods, too, like canned tomatoes, for example.
Yeah.
Some brands will have sugar added. Why? So don't buy those.
Well, I remember the lady who pointed out proudly to me that the reason her spaghetti sauce tasted so good was because she added sugar to it.
If you're adding sugar to spaghetti sauce, chances are it may be a teaspoon or so for a big batch. And sometimes you need to do that if the tomatoes are very acid.
Yeah.
It kind of tames the acidity. A teaspoon is fine.
Sure. We're talking about tablespoons.
Well, then also you have to look at mayonnaise. If you buy your mayonnaise, read the label. I've only recently found some mayonnaises that do not have added sugar.
Yeah.
Most of them do. But if you look at the label for sugar, it'll say 0 grams. You know why? Because the amount is not enough to register as 1 gram.
Yeah.
But the sugar's in there.
Yeah, if it's less than 1 gram, you don't have to list it. You can say it's 0. There's a lot of hidden sugars in our foods that even people who are well-intentioned and well-disciplined find it difficult to restrain their weight growth because they keep running into hidden sugars in their diet that they had no idea they were ingesting. But if you stopped and calculated them all, good Lord, you'd have to have a calculator with you.
You do.
I'm sure you do because you've got a phone, right? With that happy thought, we advise you to come back next week for more of
The Food Guys.